Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to announce to you today that we are going to be walking through the book of Hebrews for the rest of this month, and then we will start another book at the end of that. And I love, 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 love the book of Hebrews. I remember when I first became a Christian at 15, this was one of the books I read, which is kind of a complicated and hard book, but I loved it. And I continue to love it. And I pray that as we read it together, that you would love it as much as I love it. There's so much in here. Again, we don't know who wrote this book. There's conjecture. Some believe Paul, and there's a lot of different people listed, but there's never been a consensus of scholars to say who wrote this book. But it is very Jewish, and you will see a lot of connecting the dots between the Old Testament and the New Testament, and creating hyperlinks between the Old Testament stories and the New Testament Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. So it's just beautiful. Today, I'm going to read to you Hebrews chapter 1 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. God, having in the past spoken to the fathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, has at the end of these days spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. His Son is the radiance of his glory, the very image of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, who, when he had been by himself purified, by the word of his power, who, when he had by himself purified us of our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Having become as much better than the angels as the more excellent name he has inherited is better than theirs. For to which of the angels did he say at any time, you are my son, today I've become your father, from Psalm 2:7. And again, I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son, from 2 Samuel 7:14 and 1 Chronicles 17:13. When he again brings in the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him, from Deuteronomy 32:43. Of the angel, he says, he makes his angels winds and his servants a flame of fire, from Psalm 104:4. But of the son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows, from Psalm 45:6-7. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you continue. They will all grow old like a garment does. You will roll them up like a mantle, and they will be changed. But you are the same. Your years won't fail, from Psalm 102:25-27. But which of the angels has he told at any time, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet, from Psalm 110:1. Aren't they all serving spirits sent out to do service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation? Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we end Hebrews chapter 1, which is full of Old Testament scripture, which in this particular version, it lets us know what it is right in the text. So I really appreciate that. But it ends with this question about angels. Apparently, in the new church, there must have been people saying that Jesus was great, a good teacher, really amazing, but he was just an angel, a created being. But this particular passage is trying to help people understand that Jesus was the Son of God. He was not created. He was the Creator. And so, Lord, help us to marvel at that. Again, that causes us to think of the incarnation and royalty and the kingliness of you putting on flesh or enfleshing himself. This beautiful, powerful humility of being God and yet stepping out onto the world stage in the flesh, in the shape of a human being. It's just really quite amazing to me. And of course, Jesus, you are better than the angels. Of course, you are stronger than those ministering spirits. Of course, you are greater than all. And the argument made in the book of Hebrews is that you are supreme over all creation. And so, Lord, in light of that today, help us to stop and take a moment to recognize that you are supreme over our lives, supreme over our worries, supreme over the craziness in this world and all of the wars and pestilence and all of the things, Lord, you are supreme. And we worship you because we love you so much. And help that, your supremacy, to settle our hearts today with peace. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you feel led to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And everyone starting at the $1 level will receive a free Zoom call where I talk about the theology behind the book that we're reading. So this month it will be about Hebrews. So I hope you enjoy it the last Thursday of the month, and I'll send you a link. Thanks so much and have a great day.